Pitt. Earhart nudges it to Becker. Just bounces from Becker, and Pitt applies the final touch and the back post on the power play.
Welcome to Clan Chant, the locker room, and we're already on to number three in the signings as the latest player confirms their commitment to Glasgow Clan in season 2019-20. It's one you'll love as number 61 himself, Scotty Pitt, the all-time top scorer for the club, returns for what will be his fifth season overall in purple. His return was a popular one last year, of course, as he settled back in as though he'd never been away. So it's time to catch up with Scott again, and I wanted to know if there was ever any doubt of him returning.
No, I definitely... wanted to come back. I love Glasgow. I love the city. I love playing in front of the Purple Army. And we had just such another amazing year this year. And we definitely wanted to come back. So when I was offered a contract, we jumped all over it. So.
And coming back last year, how good did it feel to be back once you finally landed and got with the guys and hit the ice again?
Yeah, last year was pretty special to come back. Glasgow's always felt like home, so it was nice to be back home, I guess I should say. So it was great.
Talk about last season, though. Ultimately ended in disappointment, but there's so many positives you can take from it. Was there a particular highlight from you?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest highlight would have to be taking Cardiff out of the Challenge Cup and moving forward. Disappointing losing to Belfast, but I mean, we had a first leg against them, and I mean, obviously we lost in the second leg of that series, but I thought it was a great gutsy performance by our team, and that was probably the biggest highlight for me. Definitely a little disappointing with how things finished. I thought we played really well in Guildford, and we're all excited to come home with that one goal lead, and just sometimes it goes and sometimes it doesn't, and it didn't go this time, and hopefully next year.
The season sadly unravelled the way it did. You mentioned Guildford there, plus there was a couple of injuries. It was bound to take its toll in the end.
Injuries. We had a couple big injuries at the end. Obviously, we lost Connolly and we lost Stanish, and guys had a lot of bumps and bruises. And it didn't help at all. But I thought we battled hard and we stuck together, and I thought we did everything we could. It just didn't work out for us.
Now, in every year, apart from last year, you'd worked with Ryan Finnerty. You came back to work with Pete Russell last year. How did you find working with Pete? What was he like to work with in the locker room?
Yeah, Pete was great this year. He's a fantastic coach. He's a lot of fun to be around day in and day out. He's always cracking jokes and he's keeping it light. But at the same time, when it comes down to business, he's serious and he makes sure we're all ready to go. So he's a lot of fun to play for, and I'm excited to have another year with him.
And it was an extra special year for you last year coming back to Glasgow, your birth of your son as well. It must be extra nice to be making that comeback again.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be a little bit special, more special maybe this year, because hopefully he'll recognize me on the ice and kind of figure it out a little bit more. But yeah, it was great having him over there, and now getting to bring him home and show him off to our family and friends has been a lot of fun.
The one thing I got from the team being around you guys and, you know, game nights and things like that, the real sense of togetherness, did you find that perhaps more than you had previously when you played it in Glasgow?
We've had a lot of good teams in Glasgow, but yeah, we definitely had a lot of chemistry on and off the ice. We had a really good group of guys this year, and I thought it showed on the ice. We all battled hard for each other, and we're all pulling the same rope, and everybody wanted to win. So it was a lot of fun, and hopefully we can duplicate that this year coming up.
Let's talk about next year. You know, is it too early to think about what you'd like to do, or is it something you've got in your mind already?
We want to win the league. That's kind of the main goal at the start of every year, and I think we'll have a chance. From last year, like going far into the Challenge Cup, I think maybe even this year we can take that extra step. So, at the end of the day, I'd like to make it to the the final weekend in Nottingham, the playoff weekend. So that's my biggest goal, personally.
That's something you've never done, sadly, is it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm 0 for 5, and I think this is the year.
And you've come so close before. But yeah, a big summer ahead. Obviously, you're settling back into to life in Canada. Has it been an easy transition since you returned from Glasgow?
Yeah, it's been fairly smooth. The biggest hurdle was the plane ride home with our 4-month-old. So, but he did really well, and I mean, getting back home is always nice, and perfect time when the weather starts to turn nice for the summer. So we're excited to spend another summer in Ottawa.
That was Scott Pitt, who's back on the roster for another season and getting ready to add to his record-breaking points tally for the club. And I'm sure you'll agree, it's good to have him back. That's all from this edition of Clan Chat The Locker Room, so keep an ear out for the next one as Pete Russell builds his team for the new season. And my thanks to Scott for his time. Also, thank you for listening, and I'll be back very soon. Bye for now.